Today's big gold nugget segment, Jim Rogers from his office in Singapore. Jim Rogers, a globally renowned author, commentator, hedge fund manager, co-founder of the original Quantum Fund, author of many bestsellers. Welcome back.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. It's my pleasure.
You've been on record this year talking about a recession, and we're seeing a lot of signs of that. The stock market, it's really gone nowhere for a year. You seem to think this could be an important top for U.S. equities.
Well, yes. I mean, if you actually look at the market, let's New York Stock Exchange, for instance, only one-third of stocks were up last year. Twice as many were down as up. If you look at the breadth, you know, the people, stocks advancing and declining, it peaked out in 2014, and the breadth has been going down ever since. So people may think the stock market is up, but for those who own stocks, they're finding out that that's not the case.
You know, it's been quite a run since 2008, 2009. Of course, if we take a look at the Fed's balance sheet, almost lockstep with this stock market rally. Do you see that correlation as key to the advance?
That's the only reason stocks are up, and they're not even up, as I said. This is all very artificial. The Federal Reserve, not just the Federal Reserve, central banks everywhere. This is the first time in recorded history that you've had everybody, all of the major central banks, I mean, you know, printing money. The Japanese, the Europeans, the British, the Americans, we're all doing it. Everybody thought this is a wonderful idea, Chris. I mean, of course, it's not. It's going to end in disaster. It's already ending in disaster. As I said, most stocks are down worldwide, but let's use the U.S. since we're both Americans and the audience is American. Stocks are down despite the averages, despite a few stocks that are up a lot. Stocks are down. This is not going to end in a lot of fun. It's going to end very badly for all of us.
You know, you've mentioned that this could be the last rally. I put that in quotes, and we're seeing, again, signs of that. These price-to-earnings ratios, the CAPE ratios, some of our individual stocks, 300, 500 price-to-earnings, I mean, they're priced for perfection for eternity. Could this lead to maybe a 1929-style scenario, or are we in worse or more dangerous waters?
Chris, we're certainly going to have worse times than we've had in our lifetimes. How bad it is, I expect it to be, well, to repeat, worse than anything we've had in our lifetime, because the debt is like nothing that's ever been in recorded history. America is now the largest debtor nation in the history of the world, higher and higher, but so does everybody else's debt. So the next time around, yes, it's going to be very, very disastrous. The only hope, Chris, is if somehow the world survives the next time around. But it won't survive the one after that, I assure you, because the debt will be so much higher, money printing will be so much worse. We're going to live in very interesting times, which is, as you know, a Chinese curse to live in interesting times.
One of your comments reminds me of one of Einstein's comments. You might recall what he said about World War III. He said, I don't know about World War III, but World War IV would likely be fought with sticks and stones. I don't know how this recession will end, but the next one could be the end. So it sounds like you're talking about a nuclear option in our future. Ultimate day of reckoning, very difficult thing to put a finger on. So give us an idea then where those funds of yours are headed and where you feel safe right now.
I own a lot of U.S. dollars, not because it's not going to be a horrible currency in the end, but because with the bad times coming, many people will put their money in what they consider safe assets or safe haven, and many people think the U.S. dollar is a safe haven. Compared to the rest of the world, yeah, it is a safe haven compared to the yen or the euro, or, you know, other currencies. So I own U.S. dollars. I own Chinese renminbi. I own Chinese shares. I'm short in the U.S. I'm long agriculture. I bought recently some Russian government, short-term government bonds in rubles. I own some gold and silver, which I have for years. I haven't bought any recently. Some stocks that I've owned for 20 or 30 years, don't see any reason to sell them because I bought them so long ago. That's basically off the top of my head where my investments are.
Well, you obviously bought the dollar, the greenback, at just the right time. You've made that publicly clear on this show every few months for the last year, and it's done nothing but rally and consolidate now for a few months. However, investment du jour for 2016, gold topping the Bloomberg Commodities, actually, index, a top 15% 3 or 4 months into the year so far. It has a tendency to do this and then disappoint in recent years. Will investors be happy or sad at the end of 2016?
Well, you just said it. It's done it a few times in recent years. I'm not rushing in to buy. I still expect a better opportunity to buy gold sometime in the next 2 or 3 years. If that happens, I hope I'm smart enough to buy more. If it doesn't happen, I own some gold, so I'll make money. But I'm still waiting for my another opportunity.
Talk to us about Russia. The country suffered when oil crashed, the ruble imploded along with West Texas Intermediate crude. Tell us why you like Russia right now. Is it just beaten down, or what opportunity is there?
Well, it is certainly beaten down. I cannot think of any market in the world that's more hated than the Russian stock market, the Russian any market, in fact. And I've learned over the years that if you buy something that's really hated, especially if it's fundamentally sound, you're probably going to do okay. May take some time, but you're probably going to do okay. You know, Russia has huge resources, as you know. It's not a debtor nation. It's still a big creditor nation. Currency is convertible. I mean, they've got problems, but they've been doing the right things. I wish their central banker running our central bank, for instance, she's done a less bad job. Let's leave it at that. And I bought, the ruble's down, as you pointed out. The ruble's down, went down over 50%, oil's down. They're big dependent on oil. So when something's down that much, interest rates are very high, and I bought short-term bonds in rubles. So if the ruble rally, or if it just stays where it is, I'll come out ahead.
I remember a week or so ago, we sent a request, and either you or one of your assistants shot back, "I'm in Russia right now." Listeners are gaining wisdom here from someone who travels to the places he invests in. I mean, you travel to Moscow. You travel all over the world. I think it probably gives you a perspective, obviously, that the rest of us just don't have. So let's just do a quick summary here and wrap things up. U.S. dollar still might have some upside ahead. When that finally peaks out, gold's going to be an opportunity again, and probably the shares as well. U.S. stocks, not as appetizing, perhaps an ultimate peak. Not many places to park assets here.
Well, I'm looking for places. There are places I'm looking at, but I'm really not very active at all. I'm mainly just watching the world unfold. Be knowledgeable, be worried, and be prepared.
Very good.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the 8th largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves. Industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes 3 deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in south-central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond. Your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.
Here is your mining quiz for the day, compliments of GoldSeek. Which company has the largest undeveloped gold reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold. Now, which company has the largest undeveloped copper reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold again. Seabridge has more gold reserves than Kinross, Yamana, and Agnico Eagle. Last year alone, Seabridge added 515 million tons of new inferred resources containing nearly 6 million ounces of gold and more than 6 billion pounds of copper at their giant cave KSM project in British Columbia, Canada. Now they are drilling at KSM again with multiple rigs in a 25,000-meter program. Find out more by visiting www.seabridgegold.net. Traded on the NYSE, symbol SA, and the TSX, symbol SEA.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.